you told people to sit down. So then everybody went ahead and
sit down.
And you say nobody else was standing because everybody had
sit down.
And you say, since I asked him to pass the potatoes over to me, since he had already what himself?
Uh-huh.
He had already
been served.
Uh-huh. Or he had already what himself?
Got the potatoes himself.
Uh-huh. We're talking about helping himself, you'd say.
Yeah, help yourself.
Uh-huh. He had already what himself?
He'd already helped himself.
Uh-huh. And if someone offers you some food that you don't want, you'd say, no, thank you, I don't.
I don't care for it.
Uh-huh. And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say that it's been...
What we call warmed up.
Uh-huh. And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to...
chew it.
And you say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't...
swallow it.
And peas and beets and carrots and so forth that you grow yourself, you call those...
vegetables.
Where would you grow them?
Out in the garden.
Mm-hmm. Would you have a special name for them if you grew them yourself?
No, just what we call our home garden.
Uh-huh. And if you were real thirsty, you might go over to the sink and pour yourself a...
glass of water.
Okay. And you said the glass fell off the sink and...
broke.
So somebody has done what to that glass?
Picked it up.
Or someone has...
broke that glass.
Uh-huh. And a child might say, well, I didn't mean to... to what?
Well, I say, well, that's all right.
Uh-huh.
Perfectly all right. I got plenty of them in here.
Uh-huh. You say if you drop a glass, it will...
it'll break.
Uh-huh. And... you say, I was thirsty and I what a glass of water.
I drank a glass of water.
Okay. And you'd ask me, how much water have you...
drank.
Okay. And something that people eat for breakfast.
What kind of food?
Mm-hmm.
Well, as for myself now, I always... cook a little grits,
mm-hmm.
meat, coffee,
mm-hmm.
and that's what we make our breakfast for.
Mm-hmm. What else, what kind of meat do people have?
Well, up until the past few years, why, it was pork, hog meat.
Mm-hmm. What kind of hog meat?
Well, now that's we always butchered our hogs.
Mm-hmm.
And of course now, I don't guess this is along with the question, but I butchered many a nine hogs that made 9 pounds of lard. Pound of lard apiece.
Mm-hmm.
And never greased my hands.
Mm-hmm.
I had that hand cut all to pieces. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do anything but shoot them with a pistol.
Mm-hmm.
I could kill them for them. And I would take care of the lard while it was cooking up.
Mm-hmm.
And we take it then and send it to the cold store. We take it overnight and salt it down in our smokehouse. And then the next morning we just put it in our wagon or truck or whatever we have and carry it to the cold store and next it there for 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I always told them, I said, don't salt it anymore. I said, it's got plenty of salt.
Mm-hmm.
On it. And then stay there for 30 days. Of course, the bigger the meat, the longer it had to stay there to cure.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd drop us a card when the meat was ready to come out. We'd go over and get it, bring it back home, and we had a big tub full of hot water.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd wash that meat all off good. And then we went out in the woods and got what they call bear grass.
What's that?
It's long grass with thin blade, rolled up that way, got a sticker on the end of it. If you ever back up into one, you'll know what that was.
It's pretty tall, a couple of feet long, huh?
Well, just long enough to cut a hole in the hot end of the ham, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And stick it that pocket knife, so then run that bear grass in there and tie it.